We're back home. Well, my home at least. Used to be yours before you got married and stuff. I'm sure Mom and Dad are long asleep by now. Do you mind coming in and helping me with my books and stuff? Thanks. Can you just get the front door? You still have your key, right? Yeah, if you help me get my books and other school stuff in my bedroom, I should be good. Okay, I'll just set them down on my desk, please. Yeah, I'll straighten them out later. I should still study a little, though. You really don't need to pay me, you know. And definitely not that much money. I'd babysit my niece for free. You know how much I love her. I love all babies. And you and your wife need some time to yourselves, I think. I know things are kind of rough with you right now. When the two of you came home, I could tell you've been fighting again. For giving birth to such a wonderful baby, your wife sure is a horrible bitch. Sorry, But you know, it's true. You knew it before you got her pregnant. And then the two of you got married. I told you she was a bitch the first time you brought her home when you were dating. You don't even get mad at me anymore for saying it. You just look guilty. Maybe because you remember being angry when I said that, even if you know I'm right now. So maybe you'll believe me when I tell you that she's cheating on you. Wow. You don't look at all shocked. I thought I'd have to convince you more and tell you about the strange car that parked in your driveway when my school bus passes it in the afternoon. See it every day. Well, maybe not every day, but see it a lot. While you're at work, she's sleeping with somebody else. But she's not sleeping with you. I could tell from the way you stared at that cute girl who was outside jogging as we were coming home. Although, the way she was acting around you when the two of you came back from dinner told me too. How long has it been? Months, maybe? You must be so horny by now. I'll bet she doesn't even let you masturbate. She's way too controlling. She just doesn't want you getting off without her. But then she won't let you sleep with her. I bet you're dying for a woman's touch on your cock right now. Well, if you want, I could help you with that. You know what I mean. I could touch your cock for you. Other than work, driving me home from babysitting for the two of you is the only chance she lets you get out of her sight. If you don't let me jerk you off, who knows when you'll get the chance to have an orgasm. Yes, I know, I'm your sister. That's the only reason that slut you married would let you be alone with me. And that's why it has to be me to help you out. She'll never suspect us. And I'll never tell. Now, stop arguing with me, okay? I thought you had enough arguing for tonight with her. Besides, I already got it out of your pants while we were talking. Which wasn't easy because you're so hard. No, don't apologize. I know it isn't for me. You were hard before the two of you left for dinner. And hard when you came back. You must be hard just about all of the time now. But I can help with that. All I have to do is move my hand up and down your cock. You can pretend it's her hand if you want. I don't mind. Whatever makes it easier for you. Just give me a few minutes. I can relieve all of the stress. Then you can go back to that horrible wife of yours and we can forget all about this until the next time I babysit for you. Now just let me finish. We've come this far already. Besides, you are enjoying it an awful lot. You miss a woman doing things with you. Touching your cock, doing other things. So don't freak out now, but I'm gonna start sucking on it a little, just to taste it. Make you feel even better. Mmm. Doesn't that feel good? Even better than just my hand alone, huh? Now you've got my hand pumping your cock, and my mouth sucking on the head, and as much as the rest of it as I can get my lips around. At least when I'm not talking. Don't feel guilty. I'm the one doing it to you. Don't feel bad because you're married, because your wife has been cheating on you for so long. Don't feel bad because I'm your little sister, because I'm the one that started all of this. Just feel good, because that's what this is for. And I can tell you do feel good. You are getting so hard for me and moaning so much. It's too bad, my brother and sister. We could have sex and we can both have some fun. But I'm sure you'd feel too guilty about doing something that naughty. You wouldn't want to make love to your adoring baby sister, because that would be wrong, wouldn't it? Even though I wouldn't mind at all. I wouldn't be mad or scared or anything, and I would never, never tell. Then you could have sex for the first time in a while with a girl even better than your wife, who actually loves you. But if you want to do it, you can. See? I'm taking off my panties with one hand, even while I keep your cock nice and hard with my other. Now I'm not wearing anything under this dress. This beautiful cock would be inside my sweet little pussy before you knew it. And you could be relieving your tensions and frustrations with my body. So please do it. Fuck me. Fuck your little sister. I want you to do it, and right now I can tell you want to do it too. Teach your wife a lesson about being such a bitch and not having sex with you. It's her fault for doing those things, you know, and only letting me be the only girl she'll let you be around. I'm gonna stop stroking you and sucking. I'm just gonna lie down now. I'm gonna lift up the hem of this dress so you can see me and how wet I am. Do you see it? And then I'll spread my legs apart, leaving a nice space for you to get on top of me in between my legs. Good. You know you want to. Don't stop to think. Just think about how fun this will be. And how much you want to be inside me. Don't worry about anything other than pushing your cock against me. Oh, right there. It's in the right spot. I can spread my legs a little more. Just push a little. Oh, you're starting to go in. Don't stop. We're so close now. Don't stop. Oh God, don't stop. We're doing it. We're having sex, you and I. And it feels so good to have you inside me. Oh, no, don't apologize. Fuck me, stupid. I already told you not to think or to feel guilty. Just feel good. This is what we both want. You need it because of your bad marriage, and I need it for other reasons. So move carefully. Oh, God. This is my first time, even if you didn't notice anything.
I'm not like your wife. I slept with too many guys to count. You're my first cock. I'm loving it, but I need you to go slow at first. Slow and sweet. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Move it in and out slowly. Let my pussy get used to you. Let me get wetter and a little less tight. And then we can start speeding up a little. Going a little deeper. Oh god, you're making my first time feel so good. Your cock was bigger than I thought, but my saliva helped with getting it into me. Oh, now it's inside, and I don't ever want it to be out of me again. I need it to stay inside all the way to the end. Oh, because your baby is just too cute. I think I need one of my own. And just like your wife, won't let you see other women than me. Mom only trusts me around you. So I will fuck you to help you with your wife, and you can fuck me to help me with getting pregnant. Oh, God, no, it's not crazy. Making a baby isn't crazy, it's natural. What's crazy is marrying some crazy whore and expecting her to change. I know you want to come with me. You're not so sure about making a baby, but not enough to stop making love to me. I don't even care if I come or not, just as long as you come at me. But I am going to come, I think. I'm going to come so hard, more than I ever did from just my fingers, and it's going to be breathtaking. I'm so close. I could come right now. I think if I stopped fighting it, but I want to come with you. I still can if you do it soon. I can't wait much longer, please. So please hurry up and come at me. Fill my young pussy with the same cum that made my niece, and that will hopefully make our baby and me. Oh, yes, that's it. Come on. I'm going to. Oh, God, I felt it, I felt it. I felt you start to squirm. Fuck. Oh, it's so hot inside me. Calm down here. Give me a hug. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just a man and a woman doing what they're supposed to do with each other. We just happen to be brother and sister. But other than that, it's no big deal. Well, other than I really liked it, and you did too. We can do this every week. After you take me back here, we can make love before you go back to your place. But if you left her and took your daughter with, we could do this every night. And that bitch would be out of our lives forever. Good night. Go back to her for now. Think about what I said. Even better, think about what you want to do to me next week. I'll let you do whatever you want, whenever you want, unlike your wife. And I'll love you like she never did.